Hello everybody and welcome to Friday Night with Lamar. If this is your first time joining us, I want to say you're very welcome. And if you've been following us ever since, I want to say very, very big thank you to you for supporting us. And we hope you've been blessed. Once again, welcome to Friday Night with Lamar. We hope you have a very good time here. Okay, so it's not news anymore that there is a coronavirus pandemic, and in most parts of the world, there is a lockdown or there are restrictions, schools are closed, markets are closed, and so on and so forth. So on tonight's episode, we'll be discussing how to transform boredom into productivity. A lot of people are at home, closed indoors, and basically are quote unquote bored and do not know how to positively use that time. So in tonight's episode, we'll be discussing how to transform boredom into productivity. You do not want to miss anything out of this today, so stay tuned. Okay, I'd like to begin this way by defining the terms. I know a lot of you are bored. You don't know the meaning of the word bored. Boredom simply means a state of being bored. And then being bored simply means feeling weary and impatient because one is unoccupied or lacks interest in one's current activity. Feeling weary because one is unoccupied or lacks interest in one's current activity. There are two things I would like to pick from that. Unoccupation and lack of interest. Unoccupation and lack of interest. So, let me shed light on something briefly. You know, the younger we were, the more our time was controlled. If you look at the education system, the higher you go, the less they tell you exactly what it is you're supposed to do with your time. You know, when you were in primary school, they tell you from this time, you know, from primary school, secondary schools, they tell you basically, if you went to a boarding school, they'll tell you when to eat, they'll tell you when to do this, when to sleep, there was a light out period, there was this, there was that. There was more control over the time. But then when you went into the university or college, the control was lesser because they taught, the reason behind that is, you're supposed to be responsible for your time. You're supposed to have your own goals and you're supposed to know what you're supposed to do with your own time. So this time around, you just go for lectures, and then beside the time for the lectures, there isn't really any fixed time for any other thing. Maybe within your peers, you create time for other stuff. But the school really gives a lot of rules concerning how you use your own personal time. Now, the older you get, the more people expect you to be responsible with your time. I repeat, the older you get, the more life and everything around you expect you to be responsible with your time. And if you've listened to the first episode when I told you that time will tell, I said that time will basically tell what you used it to do. So the older you are, the more you're supposed to be responsible for your future. And for you to create the desirable future you want, you have to take good control of your time. So that's basically the logic behind it. So that you do not blame anybody for the results you get later on in life, you are left to be responsible for your time all alone. So I guess you should understand that you are totally responsible for your future, depending on how you use your time. Having understood that, you should know that it's an error for you to be unoccupied. It is not right for you to be unoccupied. Because if unoccupation means nobody has given you a task, it means that you have not taken full responsibility for your own time and give yourself certain tasks that will produce certain results in your life. For the Nigerians, we've been told to stay at home and socially distance ourselves, and schools have been closed down and so on and so forth. And also in some parts of the world, they've been seeing strategies all around. Some nations even are on lockdown. Now, this period can be a very big blessing in disguise. Allow me to show you how. In the Bible says that, and the Spirit led Jesus to the wilderness. He led Jesus to the wilderness. Now, the wilderness is a place where there is no fun. There is nothing interesting going on. Nothing fun happens there. It's boring. Do you get me? The wilderness is not an interesting place to be. But then there is something important. When Jesus returned, the Bible said something after the 40 days period. It says, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Jesus returned with full power. Now, he went to a wilderness. And when he was returning, he came back with something good. So it is not really a question of whether you are in a wilderness. It's a question of what you did in the wilderness. So you are at home in a place that is possibly not fun. You don't have a lot of things to do. You feel like you're not in physical contact with your friends and so on and so forth. And then you feel like everywhere is boring and uninteresting and so on and so forth. And you fail to realize that it's in the wilderness that men are made. It's in the wilderness, in same wilderness, that Jesus... So it's not really a question of whether you went to the wilderness. It's a question of what you did in the wilderness. He went to the wilderness and he returned with power. So you are going through your own wilderness. Are you going to return with power? Are you going to return improved? Are you going to return a better person? When all this crisis is done, what type of person are you going to return as? What about your personality is going to increase? So it's not really a question of the place is boring, the place is this, the place is that. What are you going to do in the place that would affect you when you come out of that place? That is the real question. The real question is not that you don't have anything to do at home. The real question is you don't have enough data to stream videos on YouTube. The real question is not that you're tired of sleeping. No. What are you going to do in that wilderness such that when you return, you would return in full power, in full capacity? What about you would have improved at the end of this time period? Person, when all this crisis is done, and I'm here tonight to help you, give you tips on how you can effectively use this time productively, how you can transform this boredom into productivity. You're listening to Friday Nights with Lamar. We'll be right back.
Every business I thought you go fly. Every sickness I thought you go die. Anything we were what you go find. Every madness you daily define. Everything we might go on it. And mama yari see it. Not too much on your yen ego. And mama yari see it.
Okay, that was Atelewo by LC Beats. And if you're just joining us, this is Friday Night with Lamar. Welcome back. And before we left on a short commercial break, I briefly explained to you why it's important you take advantage of this period. Because first of all, you ought to be accountable with your time. Because that will define a lot of things about your future. And second of all, the wilderness is actually a place for you to be made. It's not really about the wilderness, about what you do in the wilderness. So wheresoever you are right now, it's very important for you to take good advantage of this time. This is not a time for social media. This is not a time for wasting time around. This is not a time for fun. This is a time to focus on the right things about your life, because you should be responsible with your time. Like I said before we went on the short commercial break, I was going to take you through tips that can help you to turn this boredom into productivity. This is actually a very important part of this podcast. The first on that list is evaluation. Evaluation. Ask yourself this question: where am I right now in life? And where am I trying to get to? This evaluation must be just of your own self. Please, no comparisons. No comparisons at all. Ask yourself your own personal goals. Where are you headed to in life? And where are you right now? Where are you right now? And where are you headed to? The reason is this: so that you can learn to use this time period to serve that purpose. Because without a clear understanding of where you are really going to, you can just go anyhow and waste time. And it won't really bother you that you're wasting any time. But when you have purpose, the first on that list is evaluation. Evaluation. Ask yourself, where are you right now? In every area of your life, ask yourself, where am I right now? And then ask yourself, where am I going to? It's very critical, very, very critical. Ask yourself, where am I headed to and where am I right now? And you must do this without comparisons. Later, I'll explain something very deep on why you should never compare yourself to anyone. So, this must be personal. Where are you right now and where are you going to? Very important. Why? Because an understanding of purpose will make you use this time period very effectively to suit that purpose. If you don't understand where you are going to, you can waste this time and then it will not even bother you because there was not really anything you were driving towards. You must understand where you are and where you are going to so that you know the work in front of you. You will understand the workload in front of you so that it will give you a sense of responsibility that there is a future that awaits you. There is something you must drive towards. Where are you right now? Evaluate yourself deeply. Check yourself very well. Where are you and where are you going to? In different areas of life, in relationships, in your academics, in different things, whatever it is, character-wise, whatever it is, in building yourself personally, where are you and where are you going to? You must evaluate this first. After evaluation, the first thing is setting out clear goals. Now, I know why I emphasize on the word clear. You must set out clear goals, not vague goals. They must be clear. A clear definition of purpose, a clear definition of goals. What are you trying to achieve? What are the long-term goals? What are the short-term goals? What are the daily goals? So, those goals that when you achieve them, they will help you in the long run of achieving those long-term goals. You must set out goals for yourself clearly. You must write them down. They must be specific. They must happen within a specific time period. Set out goals for yourself. Clear goals for yourself. Clear goals for yourself. Write them down. Write them. Pray about them. Get them in your mind. Tell yourself that this is what you're trying to achieve. And if possible, write why you are also trying to achieve this. Why are you trying to achieve the things you're trying to achieve? And then when you are done with that, you must also clearly, step by step, state out how you are going to achieve each goal. Possibly you tell yourself, I want to read 100 pages of book every day. Every day I want to read 100 pages of book. And you do not specifically write how you are going to read it. You simply find yourself from morning to night not being able to read 100 pages of a book. Why? Because you do not write clearly how you are going to read them. But compare this scenario with someone who basically set out that, okay, in the morning I'm going to read 40 pages. In the afternoon at so-so time I'm going to read these pages. And then in the night I'm going to read this. They were able to specifically set out specific time to achieve these goals. So you must clearly write out how you are going to achieve each goal. A goal is really just a wish if you did not write out the plan to achieve that goal. the plan for achieving such goal? What is the plan for achieving that clear goal you have? You have a goal of doing this, goal of doing that. You want to keep fit. You are not telling yourself specifically how you are going to keep fit. So one day you just wake up and start with some press up and push up and so on and so forth. You're just being random. You're not specific. You are skiller. You're not a vector. You do not have direction. Specifically set out goals. And then also, in as much as you want to stretch, there is something called process. Let me explain this. Now, I want to speak to you about process and consistency, especially when you are setting your goals and also you are achieving them. Now, when you set out to do a particular thing, just know this. When you begin, you're not going to get it all perfectly. No, you are not. You are going to make some mistakes. You probably may not get there at that particular time. But the key is this. You do not give up. And number two, you are consistent with even the little you can do. You are consistent with even the little you can do. There is no rush. If you can... oh God. Do not let any man intimidate you or push you into pressure that you go to a place where you are not ready for. You must learn to go through the process. There is a condition known as respiratory distress syndrome, whereby the baby does not produce enough surfactant, and the baby is giving birth to, and the baby cannot survive, except probably maybe they use external means of keeping the baby alive. So, if the baby had made enough surfactants before they brought it out, it would have survived. What am I trying to tell you? What I'm saying is this. There is a reason you must go through the process so that when you are already made and you will return from that place, you will be able to withstand the challenges that are waiting for you at the top. Because they are definitely challenges. You must learn to go through the process. You do not see somebody just boldly say, I can read 10 hours in a day, and then you want to start reading books, and then boom, your next goal is 5 hours. What? No, sir. No, ma. It won't happen that way. It will start with 30 minutes at first. Then, when you have mastered 30 minutes, you graduate onto 1 hour. When you have mastered 1 hour, you graduate into 1 hour and 30 minutes. Life is a process. Do not let anybody intimidate you or pressurize you. You must learn to follow the process and you must learn to be consistent. You cannot give up when you just try something once and it fails. No, sir. No, ma. It is an error. You must learn to go through the process. You must learn to be consistent. You must try and fail and try again till you get it. So in setting your goals and achieving them, just know that one will happen. Not that when you say, today, I'm not going to use my smartphones for this period of time. And then all of a sudden, 4 hours, maybe it was for maybe like 6 hours, you wanted to keep the phone away. And then at 4 hours, you just give up and then you continue using your phone. The next day, same happens. And then you just feel like, I'm not doing this thing again. No, it's not working out. Who told you? Who told you? There is a reason a tree takes time to grow. The change. If the change is so rapid, nature will find a way to cancel out the change. To respond back. It will simply adapt back. But a change that is consistent over a time. It is one to be contended with. So you must learn to go through the process. Do not start something and let anybody intimidate you that it's not working. No, sir, no, ma. You must be consistent and continue on that path. So learn consistency. Learn process. Don't compare yourself with people who have already gotten it because they went through a process. Do not compare yourself. You can't start doing that. We are all on a journey. We're all on a process. A very effective way of making sure you're achieving your goals is by being accountable. That's why I said you must write out your goals and you must learn to break down your goals If you have a goal that something you must achieve at the end of the month, you must make sure you find a way of breaking down how you are going to achieve that goal per week. You must break them down into weekly goals. And then that weekly one, you must stick it and break it down to see how you can implement it in each of your daily activities. So you must plan out how they will, your own daily goals. Plan out your daily goals. Even in the daily goals, you must plan out, you must just break it down and implement it into every single second you are spending. That is the way forward. So make sure you are accountable. Make sure you are accountable. Make sure at the end of the day, you must ask yourself, what have I done? What have I achieved? See, like I said earlier on, you must learn to be consistent. So even if you've not achieved that goal per se, the key is that you've tried, and tomorrow you will try better again. It's not that you'll stop, or maybe you'll be contented just with the fact you tried. You understand? You won't just be contented with it, but you say, okay, I've tried doing this, tomorrow I'll try it again. You understand? So make sure you are accountable at the end of the day. If possible, if you know you can't be accountable to yourself, tell a friend that, okay, see, I'm planning on reading this. As I said, you should say the time you are going to read it, not that I'm planning on doing this tomorrow. Tomorrow when? At what time to what time? Is it really possible for you to do that thing within that time? If not, break it down. You understand? So tell your friend, I'm planning on doing this thing. Yes, at this time to this time. Please, at this time. Like, you understand? Okay, you should tell your friend, if you don't do this by this time to this time, what will happen? If I don't do it by this time to this time, then you will have to make me do it from so-so time to so-so time. Do you understand? You must learn to be accountable. It will develop you. All those chats you are having of, hi, put it to better use for your future. Learn to be accountable. And one of the last points I would like to say is, work on yourself. Yes, I know I've said this indirectly when I talked about the goals and the rest, but work on yourself. Work on yourself. Listen to me. One day you're going to be a father, a mother, maybe a CEO, something, one thing or the other, but the future awaits you. The way life is going, it's not really giving chances for you to learn things just anyhow. Most of the time you learn through experience. There are a lot of skills out there you can put in your life right now that is so going to help you for your future. It can be communication skills. It can be leadership skills, whatsoever it is. Learn it. It pays. Listen, success will not lower its standards to suit you. You are the one to raise your standard to be successful. So you must start knowing what are those things that are deficient in your life and start working on them. Work on your health. Don't just be eating junk in this holiday simply because it's holiday. Work on yourself. You can't be eating anyhow. Work on your health. Work out. Don't go and complicate issues for yourself by lowering your immunity by eating junk foods. Please, work on yourself. Listen, you are worth investing in. Like, you yourself, you are some. Invest in yourself. Invest in your mind. Broaden your mind. Invest in your health. Invest in your wealth. Just invest in yourself. The best place to make investment is in yourself. Invest in yourself. Take time to develop your mind, to broaden your horizon. Take time to work on your health. Work out. Learn new things. Learn new skills. Do not allow this period pass you by. By the time this were done and everybody is getting out of this wilderness, are you going to return with full power? Or you're just going to return the same way you entered the wilderness? That will be an error. I hope you are blessed tonight. And that brings us to the end of tonight's episode. We really hope you are blessed. And please, if you've not listened to the previous episodes, we really encourage you to listen to them. Encourage others out there to listen to these episodes. and to be blessed. If you've been blessed by today's episode, please and please share it to your friends, share it to everybody, tell them that there is a need to be productive. There is actually a need to be productive. You need to learn some of these tips and get out there and get busy. Invest in yourself. It's something worth doing. You can catch me up on Instagram, Dilama the Great. That is DLAMA_THE_GREAT. Dilama the Great. So you can catch me on Instagram. On Twitter, Dilama the Great. Just DLAMA_THE_GREAT. So you can get me there. Would love to hear from you. Would love to really hear from you and listen to your comments. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. This is Friday Nights with Lamar, and have a very good evening.